Chapter 16. When nothing feels urgent anymore within. There is a very subtle form of urgency that accompanies human existence for a long time, without always being clearly recognized. This urgency does not necessarily appear as visible agitation. A person may have a calm, well-organized life, without any outward sense of rushing, and yet inwardly carry a light but continuous tension, the impression that something still needs to be adjusted. Better understood, brought into a more accurate form, stabilized, or brought into alignment with certain implicit expectations. This tension is not always painful. Often, it even feels normal. It accompanies the days like an almost imperceptible background. Part of consciousness remains oriented toward what still needs to be accomplished, even when nothing objectively demands it immediately. This orientation takes many forms. I need to think about tomorrow. This should be resolved. Something still needs clarification. I should make more progress on this point. Even during a peaceful day, a slight inner pull remains. The present is inhabited, but never entirely free from this subtle movement toward what comes next. This structure is deeply linked to the way many people have learned to live. For a long time, the idea that existence progresses through constant improvement shapes the relationship to time. One must learn, correct, build, resolve, do better, understand better, anticipate better. This dynamic has its value. It supports effort. It helps one move through real responsibilities. But when it becomes inwardly permanent, it produces a subtle effect. Consciousness is rarely fully at rest. Even in calm, something continues preparing. Even in silence, something continues projecting. Even during simple moments, a small inner part remains slightly tense. This tension is not always connected to a real problem. It sometimes becomes a habitual way of existing. Even when nothing objectively requires urgency, the inner world continues to live as though something still needs to be reached. Then, in certain paths of maturation, this structure begins to loosen, very gradually, without any particular event, without any dramatic decision. The person simply notices that there are more moments in which nothing is inwardly pushing. A day begins without that immediate subtle pull. A task is completed without everything else silently pulling at attention in the background. Free time is no longer immediately filled with thoughts about what still needs to be optimized. This change seems simple. In reality, it is considerable, because it means that part of the inner system gradually stops living in a mode of continuous anticipation. The present does not become empty, it becomes less contracted. This new absence of pressure is not passivity. It remains natural to respond to real necessities, to do what needs to be done, to prepare for what requires preparation. But these things no longer carry the same background tension. The task exists. Then it stops occupying all the space. The future exists, but it no longer continuously pulls energy away from the present. This relaxation often produces an unexpected effect. Time itself seems to recover another quality. Days feel less fragmented, less inwardly divided. Previously, even calm moments were sometimes crossed by several simultaneous lines of tension. What will need to be done next? What still remains unresolved? What is not yet fully in place? Now, these lines lose intensity. The present moment becomes more whole. This does not mean that thought disappears. The mind naturally continues its work when useful, but it no longer constantly imposes the sensation that part of oneself must remain ahead of time. This difference profoundly transforms inner quality, for much fatigue comes precisely from this permanent anticipation, not only from doing, but from inwardly remaining slightly ahead of what is coming. When this forward tension relaxes, a great deal of energy becomes available without any particular effort. The person does not become more efficient. They simply become less divided. Another consequence appears. Certain expectations lose their urgency. Previously, even simple things seem to need to happen quickly for inner balance to remain complete. Now, many things can continue unfolding without additional pressure. A project progresses at its own rhythm. An answer will come when it comes, A situation will evolve according to its own timing. This patience is not consciously constructed. It appears because the inner world no longer requires everything to settle quickly. This transformation becomes especially visible during moments without any particular content. Waiting, sitting quietly, walking, not immediately producing something. Previously, these moments often revealed inner tension more clearly. Something had to be used, filled, directed. Now, they become inhabitable, not as exercises, simply as real moments. This new capacity to allow moments without intermission to exist often becomes one of the clearest signs of deep stabilization. For as long as an invisible urgency remains, apparent emptiness quickly becomes uncomfortable. When this urgency diminishes, emptiness ceases to be a problem. It becomes simple space again. Another truth then appears. Many things once experienced as essential lose their intensity not because they disappeared, but because they were previously carried by a stronger inner pressure than one had realized. When this pressure withdraws, the true importance of things becomes more accurate. Certain questions continue to exist, but without invading everything. Certain responsibilities remain, but without absorbing all inner space. Certain limitations are still present, but without creating the same contraction. This sobriety profoundly transforms the relationship to oneself. One gradually stops living as though every day must contribute to a measurable inner improvement. The day can simply be lived. This does not diminish the quality of presence. On the contrary, less urgency often means more genuine attention. Because nothing is constantly pulling awareness toward an immediate elsewhere, there is an important paradox here. When nothing feels urgent anymore within, many things paradoxically become more accurate. Gestures become simpler. Speech becomes simpler. Decisions become less burdened. The way one sees others becomes lighter. The relationship to time becomes less defensive. Life gradually ceases to be experienced as a succession of thresholds that must be crossed. It becomes again a continuous movement. Without debt, without a silent race, without the need to arrive somewhere else in order to finally breathe fully. It is often at this point that a very simple understanding appears, difficult to formulate, but immediately recognizable when lived. Nothing essential is behind schedule. And when this sentence ceases to be an idea and becomes an inner reality, a very mature form of peace becomes possible. Not spectacular, not proclaimed, simply stable. Life continues, but it no longer presses. Conclusion. At the end of this journey, it would be inaccurate to speak of an arrival point. Nothing in the preceding pages describes a final state. No definitive stage has been proposed. No particular threshold has been presented as something that must be reached. This volume has not sought to lead toward a conclusion, but rather to make visible certain very simple modifications in human experience when part of the inner tensions gradually ceases to occupy the center. These modifications share one essential characteristic. They happen quietly. They do not always clearly announce themselves. They do not necessarily produce a feeling of progress. Often they become perceptible only after some time, when one notices that an old expectation carries less weight, that a comparison has lost its force, that silence becomes more inhabitable, that an ordinary gesture recovers a depth that previously went unnoticed. This discretion likely explains why such evolutions are rarely described. Human thought more easily notices what disrupts than what settles. It identifies ruptures more quickly than continuities. It notices more readily what overturns than what stabilizes. Yet an important part of human maturation does not take the form of an event. It resembles more a gradual reduction of what once demanded something more. Less pressure toward the future, less need to immediately understand, less need to protect an inner state, less expectation toward the extraordinary, less tension to maintain a permanent coherence. This reduction takes nothing away from life. It often restores to it a simpler quality. Daily life does not become more spectacular. It simply ceases to be lived under the quiet sign of lack. This transformation does not create a perfect existence. Limitations remain. Fatigue remains. Human variations remain. Relationships continue to require attention, flexibility, and presence. Time keeps its uncertainties, reality retains its rough edges. But what sometimes changes is the way all of this ceases to be inwardly carried with the same silent demand. It then becomes possible for a simple day to be enough, for silence to ask for nothing, for an ordinary presence to be fully receivable, for no additional answer to be necessary in order for the moment to remain inhabitable. This possibility is not exceptional. It does not belong to a rare state. It corresponds rather to a form of inner sobriety that becomes visible when certain tensions cease organizing the relationship to oneself. Perhaps this is one of the least noticed shifts, discovering that depth does not always depend on what intensifies experience, but sometimes on what simplifies it. What precedes, therefore, does not invite the search for a particular state. It only invites the recognition that certain very simple forms of stability exist without presenting themselves as accomplishments. They require neither proclamation nor proof. They simply accompany life when it gradually ceases to remain in waiting for itself. And perhaps, in that very quiet place, something essential appears. Life does not need to be amplified in order to become deeply inhabitable. It sometimes only asks to be less divided against itself. Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible. Elle reste stable. Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9. Famille, A, architecture transmissible. Définition officielle, UB2, structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle, UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation. Définition officielle. UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable, définition officielle. UB2, conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2, séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette, sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres, sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10, famille A, architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2, organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle. UB2. Degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.